School districts finalized their new funding requests for voters back in January, before most Wisconsinites had even heard of the coronavirus. By Election Day, though, it was playing a big role, both in people's ability to vote and in how they were thinking about the proposed hikes to their property taxes. Caleb and Dana Nieswinder were waiting to vote at Riverside High School in Milwaukee on Tuesday. Milwaukee Public Schools asked for $87 million over 3 years.
I think it opens up more questions because I've taken a 25% pay cut. It's like you want to help the schools, but there's so much uncertainty right now.
Results won't be released until next Monday, and school districts have another 10 days after that to send their results in to the Department of Public Instruction. Madeline Fox, Wisconsin Public Radio.